Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Happy Wednesday and happy bombing with Eric Andre. Me, I talk in the third person because my ego's out of control. My podcast is called Bombing. It's where I talk to friends, comedians, musicians, and more creative types about being humiliated on stage or at life, which is a very sad thing for everyone involved. I got to talk to talented record producer and songwriter Benny Blanco. He gives us a glimpse of bombing in the music industry and his personal tales of eating shit in front of an audience and his fellow peers. As always, please subscribe to the podcast to get new episodes every week. Rate it 5 stars. And on Apple Podcasts, subscribe to Big Money Players Diamond to get exclusive clips plus ad-free episodes weekly. Let's get into it.
Bombing. Bombing with Eric Andre.
So tell us your biggest bomb or some bombing stories.
Oh my God, I have so many.
Yeah, I know. You're like autopilot.
Okay.
Let it rip.
Okay. A few. One of them, it's like, I'm like 18 years old. We're performing for the first time. I'm like getting like free drink. I'm getting blacked out every time because I never had, like, I've only had like you drink like out of someone's, like, your parents' like liquor cabinet. It has like a quarter of a bottle of triple sec from like 6 years ago. Yeah, it's like disgusting. You have like, you guys Bailey's. Like split one Mad Dog.
Yeah.
Like so, with like eight people.
Sanide special brew.
It's fucking disgusting.
Like blue wine coolers.
Yeah, it's disgusting. So like finally I'm like getting alcohol. I'm playing with Spank Rock, Amanda Blank. I'm at this like fader thing, and it's like, this is so cool.
You're the king of the world.
Yeah, we're like the king.
Did you ever go to college?
No.
Not a day. You didn't step foot
in
college.
I went to an audio engineering school for like 4 months but dropped out.
And you've regretted it ever since, brother.
I'm the only one in my family. Everyone went to college except me and my family. Yeah. So I'm like, so I remember I'm at the show and I'm getting like fully blacked out, like so drunk. Mm-hmm. And I remember I started DJing and I was like, I didn't have money like that. So I literally would bring, I didn't have a laptop, so I'd bring an iMac to the club.
And a big purple plastic.
Like a huge iMac to the club. And I would like, and I was so bad. Yeah, it was crazy. And I was so bad at DJing. And basically I'm with one of my friends and we're like so hyped and we're like dancing and stuff. And basically like I accidentally turned the BPM. So like for people who don't know what that is, like I made the song incredibly fast. Like 100 BPMs too fast. So it was like, so before it was like, and then I was like, and I was like, and I couldn't stop it because my friend spilled a drink all over the keyboard, the laptop, or the fucking computer, whatever the fuck it is. So I'm sitting there, and it's so fast, and like, Naeem Spank Rock hears like things, and they all just went along with it. So like, and they like did it and nobody even noticed and they were so mad at me.
Spank Rock was rapping?
Yes.
You were rapping over it?
And
Amanda, I thought this was a DJ gig.
And they were they were rapping and it was like, it was during my DJ set. They like came out and like did a special thing. Basically, that night, I get so wasted. I get so unbelievably wasted. that they kick me out, okay?
What was the venue?
Home Sweet Home, it's called, in New York. You know, a place like near Christie Street?
Yeah.
The one where you have to, like, go down.
Yeah. I remember that spot.
Yeah. So I'm actually confusing two nights. This is one, that's all right. Whatever. Who gives
nobody,
a shit?
Nobody will know.
Nobody will know. It's the same night.
So, somebody's fact checking, New York shows from 20 years ago.
It also could be the same night. For this story, it'll be the same night. And I remember they actually, you know when someone's like, oh, they threw me out of the bar, they actually picked me up. That I was so belligerent while I was DJing that two men picked me up and they threw me into garbage. And I remember at the time I was getting paid $300, okay? And it's like the most embarrassing thing. They throw me into garbage and then the guy takes out he crumpled $300 bills and throws them at me.
My
so they
Lord.
Throw them at me on the ground. I'm blacked out.
What did you do to deserve that?
I was probably being an idiot.
What in what sense? Were you grabbing dicks or something?
No, I was probably just so drunk, like spilling stuff, like being an idiot. So I'm out there and I remember like standing up and like looking at my friends and they were out there and I was like, I hate you. I was like, fuck you. And I like looked at my girlfriend. And I was like, I hate you. And I was just like, I'd gone off the rails. I went fully off the rails.
I wish I could see 18-year-old Penny.
That was like that.
Getting thrown in trash. Gang up, cursing out your friend, your only ally.
But that's what you do when you're 18.
Yeah,
you're
shit, fucking A.
Oh my God, I have so many.
Okay, tell me some more bombing stories.
So first, this is like the opposite of a bomb. Okay, I'm playing poker one night, and like my friend's mom puts me on her Instagram, okay? Then she calls me the next day, and she's like,
yo. My son's best friend. You're his biggest influence in the world. Mm-hmm. You have to let him come, like, intern for you.
I was like, I don't need another intern. And they were like,
please.
And I was like, all right, fine. So, like, I meet this kid. This kid's 15 years old. And he's like, I got an intern for you. And I'm like, all right. Like, he was just, like, a sweet kid. I was like, intern for me. And I was like, all right. I'm in New York, and I was like, but I'm building a studio in LA. You got to just build the studio, and I'll be out in like a few months. And then he was like, all right. So
did you give him a budget?
Yeah, we did the whole thing. Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, so you're like, build it with your bare hands.
And your own money.
So go into the woods, chop down trees.
So basically, this kid starts working for me, and then like, he eventually like is about to graduate high school and like he's in like his last semester and I'm like, yo, I'm going on the road with Ed Sheeran. Do you want to come and like learn? And he's like, yes. And then like eventually I'm like, he's in college and I'm like, yo, we're going on tour with this person. Do you want to come like see how it's all done? Blah, blah, blah. And he's like working his way up, never even tells me he makes music. And then one day he like sits me down and he's just like, dude, when he's like 19, he's like, dude, my therapist said, if I don't play you my music, then he won't work with me anymore. And I was like, yeah, of course, man. Play me his music.
In the back of your mind, like, you're like, no.
No, he played me his music.
Yeah, you put your earplugs
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. No, he plays me his music and it's bad.
Yeah.
Okay. But like, I see something in the kid. Somehow, fast forward like a year or two, I sign him and then he's the actual biggest producer in the world right now. He literally just won Song of the Year at the Grammys. He's like the biggest producer in the
world.
And he's been working with me since.
Talking about Blake.
Yeah, Blake. Now, okay, you want to hear a funny Blake story that's a bomb.
Okay, great.
This is a bomb of a story.
Wait, so you met Blake because your friend's mom was just like, hey, I got to put you on my Instagram. And
she
then
just put me on Instagram at a poker game. And he was like, who the fuck is this? How do you know Benny? Like, he had no idea. And it was just like a random thing.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was so random. So, Blake, it's his first day. I'm like, finally in LA. He's been working for me for like 8 months. Hasn't done anything. He's like cleaning toilets, everything. His life sucks. Mm-hmm. Okay. He finally walks in. I'm in LA. And I'm like, yo, we're going to a studio, okay? We're going to work with The Weeknd. And he was just like, holy shit. Mm-hmm. He's like, what the fuck? He's like, this is what I've been waiting for.
Yeah.
He's losing his mind. So The Weeknd comes in, and I'm like, Blake, like, just be cool. And he's like, okay, cool. We're in the session. literally 15 minutes into the session, we're in a room like this small, mm-hmm. and we're like, me and The Weeknd are like going back and forth, and we're like singing stuff, we're playing beats, and all of a sudden he takes his phone out to try to take like a sneaky picture, and it goes like, it goes, and it flashes, and he literally, Blake doesn't know what to do, so he goes like this, he goes, and he throws his phone, and just like leaves the room, and just like doesn't know what to do, like The Weeknd doesn't notice, and it's like all good, but he was so embarrassed he left the room and did not come back for the rest of the session. but Blake bombed.
Bombing with Eric Andre.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
With Eric Andre.
Who's the worst? Who's the one?
Basically, it's like the first time I work with Diddy, and I'm like so excited.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, this guy's like my hero. Legend. Like, it's like he's a full legend. Full legend. And I get there, he lives up to everything. He's like in the thing, he's getting like his hair cut, he's directing a music video. He's like, someone's like doing stuff with his toes. Like, it's like all that stuff for Instagram and stuff is so real. He's like, he was like, it was crazy. There was like so many, he had like a bottle of champagne that he was like deciding whether it was going to be like the new logo. Like, so many things are happening at once. And then he's like, I get in there and he's like, yo, he's like, you know, I just got back from fucking Paris. Like, I'm in France. I'm in all these different places. Like, I want to make that, like, fucking, like, disco shit. Like, the record's spinning and there's fucking cocaine. And when it comes to your turn, you just got to snort it right up. He's like, I want to make that good shit. And I was like, oh, okay. So, like, what do you think? Like, something, like, more like Daft Punk or, like, Kraftwerk? And he just, like, looked at me. He was like, man, shut the fuck up. And I was like, and he was like, stop trying to confuse me. And I was like, oh, I was like, okay. I was like, I'm sorry. And then like, and then there was like two people. I remember there was these people, there was like his assistant and then someone else's assistant. And they were like, and he was like, I bet you my assistant's faster than yours to like the other person. And then they were like, he was like, Janine. And he like, and they were like both yelling for their assistant. And like Diddy's assistant actually came like later and he was like, you're fired. Just like he fired her on the spot.
Because you lost the raise?
Yeah. One time I was like, Kanye used to have this like warehouse, okay? This like insane warehouse. And we like after church, his like Sunday services, which actually were like incredible. They were so sick. Mm-hmm. Like, did you ever go to one?
No.
They were amazing. They were like,
I'm allergic to religion. And
no, it wasn't religion. It was just like sick. You were watching like a Kanye show.
Yeah.
And it's like, and everything he did was like so amazing. Like, he was my hero growing up. So like, We're like at one of his things. I hope we don't lift this. This one's so good. We went back to like his like facility. He had like a factory, and like you walked in, and like we were like with one of my friends, and we were like, this story's crazy. We're like, okay, so we walk into Kanye's factory, and we're like walking around, and we walk into my friend's like little studio, and we're just like waiting for Kanye to show up, and I walk into one room, and there's like all of his like Yeezy stuff and all the samples, and it all like looks so cool. It's all like set up in the coolest way. There's like mood boards everywhere, and I'm like, this is amazing. And I'm like touching all the fabrics, and then like I walk into another room, and it's like the coolest room you've ever seen, with just like shoes and like men in like lab coats, like making shoes and that are like 70. And I'm like,
Nino Brown's factory.
I'm like, holy shit. And then I go into another room, and there's like one of those like big dry erase boards, and this was a while ago, and it says like how to make Kanye West a billionaire, and it was like had like all his like account information, like just everything on a thing, and I was like, we're definitely not supposed to be in here. And it had like all these different ways to make him like a billionaire, and I was like, oh shit. So then we like walk out, and we walk into this other room, and it's him, and he's having like a full meeting with like people, and he has a screen that's bigger than this room. It's like this wraparound screen that's like 20 feet tall with like, and it has like a computer on it, and they're like looking at it like a website, and it has this thing where you like press the clothes and like drag them, and then it's like a woman like in the clothes, and she's moving around, and then like a man. And I'm there with my girlfriend at the time, and I remember like Ye's in there, and we're like, it's like a few of us, and we're like, oh, I'm sorry, we didn't mean to come in here. And he's like, no, come in. And we're like, okay. He's like, my girl at the time, he's like, what do you think about these clothes? And she's like, they're amazing. They're so cool. And he's like, go press the button. Go like try it on. Like you can press a button and it'll make it all try on. And she was like, okay, oh, sick. So she like goes up. It's the screen is like, yeah, 3 30-foot screens.
Yeah,
it's
like you're the on biggest like the thing. Mir space station.
Yeah, it's insane. And yeah, she like goes to like click one, and you know how like if you like swipe a mouse like down to the bottom of the screen, like it like puts the computer in sleep mode. It yeah, literally just goes like this. It goes, and like then we're in a room full of darkness with like all God, these people, and we're like, and she's like losing her mind, and then like someone's like, hey, do you know the password? And like, Kanye's like, oh, let me try. And he like types in, and it's like,
doesn't
and it's
work,
like doesn't work. And then like some, and then he like tries another one. It's like, and it just like doesn't work. And then like finally, like one of my friends just writes like password in it. It's like,
no way.
And then like everything shines back up. And
how
then,
is he not hacked all the fucking time?
And it was like, and then he like, he goes like this. She is still standing by the thing, and he's like, Maybe I'll do the next one. And then it was just like, she just had like a full like walk of shame. That's like a,
that's her moment to
like, that's
like
a bomb. That's a bomb. You know what my favorite is whenever like you're with someone, and like one time I was with my friend, and we were like outside of a party, and we couldn't get into this party. And like, do you know how you have some of those friends that are just like, they're shameless. They'll do anything. Like, and we were like outside of this party. We weren't getting in. This was like 10 years ago. We're probably not going to be able to use his name, but we can use his story. Yeah. So he's like, we're like outside of this like New Year's party, and we're like, there's no way we're getting in. It's like, we're watching like Brad Pitt walk in. Like, yeah, everyone's walking in. And then, ooh, I have another good story after a bomb. So we're watching like Brad Pitt walk in. And then he literally sees Andy Garcia walking by. That the actor, the big actor.
Yeah.
You know who he is. So we see like Andy Garcia. He's like, oh, he's like, I'm good friends. He goes, I'm friends with him. And I go, you're friends with Andy Garcia? And he goes, yeah. And he goes up to him, and he goes, hey, Andy. And Andy goes like this. He's like, remember me? And then he's like, I said, first of all, if you have to start a sentence by remember me, you're not friends with that person.
And then
he literally goes like, it's like right in front of the bouncer. And he's like, remember we had like dinner like 2 weeks ago. And then he's like, you remember I was with Noah and Gary. And then he was like, yeah. And then he was like, could you help us get in? And he's like, I'm Andy Garcia. What am I going to do? You think I'm going to get you in? I'll be able to get you in? And then he's like, come on, just try. And then like he just goes to the bouncer. He's like, you let these guys in? And the guy's like, yeah. Just let us in. But it, so it wasn't a bomb, but it was such a bomb of a thing.
Oh, I
wanted you
to not get let in.
Yeah, it was such
a bit
bomb.
A better, satisfying story.
Yeah, just much more satisfying.
with Eric Andre.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
With Eric Andre.
Have you ever been beat up before? You ever been in a fight? Or
yeah, I've been in so many fights.
Really?
Yeah.
When?
That's not a bomb.
Yeah, it's like about failure. It's not about bombing. It's just about fucking the trials and tribulation of life.
I'm trying to think of like the biggest failure. You try to black those out.
Yeah, but it makes you likable. It makes you endearing.
I'm trying.
It makes you relatable.
I'm trying to think about like.
When did you get beat up?
Oh my God, so many.
Why?
Times. What? What are you talking
when?
About?
When? Where?
I used to go to freestyle battles. I would just like win and then they'd just beat me up. like I
really? Like yeah. A guy, like name one, like a guy punched you in the face?
Yeah, I used to get beat up all the time. That's not even a good bomb. Let me think as I'm good.
That's great. What are you talking about? You're sitting on gold. You would go to freestyle rap battles and win? You're great at freestyle rapping?
I mean, I was. I don't think I'm great anymore.
Really? What would you rap about?
I don't know. That was like 13. It was 30. It was 20 something years ago.
And then guys would beat you up when you won. So you would go to a rap competition and be like, rappity, rap, rap, rap. And then some guy would be like,
yeah,
just pledges you.
Yeah, just jumped me when I left.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
I don't know the guy's name.
Why is this like you're like you couldn't care less? Like it's like,
this is like not,
grocery food shopping.
This isn't good. This isn't good. This is a bad bomb.
This is what bombing is. You got to talk about failures.
No. I want like a good failure. Let me think of like.
There's no such thing.
No. Like a big one.
Oh, like a better story.
Yeah. Let me think of a big one. Okay. This is how I got into the. This is like my first thing to get really into the music business, and it's like a bomb for like 6 months. Okay. I used to do this thing where I would go on MySpace and I would direct message every single person in the world that like I could know and like just like be relentless.
Yeah.
And there was this guy, he was one of my favorite producers. His name was Disco D. Okay. And I messaged him.
What is he famous for?
He did like, he created a type of music called Ghetto Tech. It's like
Ghetto Tech.
Detroit. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. So he's one of the
like ass and titties. Yeah, yeah. That, big
that's
booty
him.
Bitches.
That's him. Yeah, yeah. Those are all him. So basically
that's
like.
That's so crazy.
So like he
I just had like a whole Ghetto Tech.
So he was like one of the creators of Ghetto Tech. And then he also produced like amazing, like some of my favorite like 50 Cent songs. Like he was the first person I ever met. He was the first person. He introduced me to Spank Rock. He was working with Spank Rock. He was working with
Yeah. You told me
Most Def. Yeah. He was working working with Santi. He was working with
I didn't know he invented ghetto.
He was one of the guys. There's like five.
One of the forefathers of it.
Yeah. Wow. So basically, I used to DM him every day, and he would never answer. And then I saw that he had a studio time available, and I said,
"How did you figure that out?"
I just saw he like had an ad on his MySpace for studio time, and I was like, "Hey, I want to book out the studio for a day," and he was like, "For sure, come up here." So I came up, and when I got to New York. I was living in Virginia at the time. I drove up. When I got to New York.
You drove?
I didn't drive. Me and my friends would drive. Dude, we would do the craziest things. I didn't have anywhere to stay, so we would go. I would go up for meetings. This is the bomb shit. I would go up for meetings every single weekend, and I would go on a Friday, and I would skip some of school so I could get there in time for, like, the last meeting. And after that, we didn't have anywhere to stay. We didn't have any money. So me and all my friends, we would sleep in the McDonald's in Times Square, and we would take turns sleeping, and like one person would stay awake, and then one person would sleep. Yeah, and we used to
see, this is why you think you're brilliant.
We used to sleep in Hoboken Station because like the cops wouldn't come there.
So driven.
And like we would all,
at that age,
yeah, and we'd sleep in a car, and like one person would stay awake, and we would do all this shit, and it was me and like a few of my friends. And sometimes like I'd go like all the way there, and like the meeting, they'd be like, sorry, can't make it. Like, and I'd be like, fuck, I drove all the way here. So we'd have to like try to figure out something we could do. But basically one of the times I like go in with Disco D, and I get there and I'm like, dude, I don't want studio time. I had to get through to you. I really think I could be like the best producer in the world. I think like you could help me. I think, and he was so angry. He was like, you're wasting my fucking time. And I was like, dude, please, I'll do anything. And he said, okay. He said, I literally am leaving tomorrow. I'm gone for 2 days. If you can book my studio for the 2 days, you have a job. You can be my intern. And I said, yeah, of course I can book the studio.
It was, you had like, no idea how to do that.
No, dude, it was like $600 a day. So we didn't have money. I called every person I know, and I was like, please, I'll pay you back. I'll do anything. Yeah. Like, and I got it booked. Somehow I booked the studio the whole time.
Yeah.
And I put in, there was like a few extra hours, and I put in $200 of my own dollars, and I had no money.
Yeah.
Like, and he was like, all right, you did it. He was like, I'll see you next weekend.
Who did you book? How did you get
just
that?
Any person. I knew a few people in New York. I knew like these like bad local rappers, and I would be like, okay, you come for 2 hours. And then like I'd be like, dude, I'll give you a deal. And I'd like, and I just was like, I finagled like, yeah, I, it
you're
was
a
like I made like I got like $1,100 or something in 2 days. And right. I did it by like everyone I knew, and like a few of my friends from Virginia. I was like, dude, please, just like I'll find a way to get you back. Like, and I just made it happen.
Okay. Was he like renting? I don't really understand.
It was just like he
rents studio time. Like you can
out
rent
out of his studio. Like, it's
like a, you can rent, yeah, an ever, hourly.
Yeah. Have you ever been to a studio?
No.
Oh, you've never been to a recording studio?
I'm not in music.
Oh, okay. So
I quit when I graduated, when I was 20.
So basically
playing classical music.
So recording studios, recording studios are rented hourly or by the day. And it's just like a rate. It's like a fixed rate. And he had a studio, and when he wasn't using it, he would rent it out.
Oh, okay.
And I rented it the whole time, and he was like, great, come back next weekend. And I was like, I have no money. How am I going to get back? And then he was like, you can stay. He was like, every time you're in New York, you can stay at my place. And I was like, okay, so at least I have a place to stay now.
How old were you at this time?
The time I started doing that, 16, I started doing it. I would travel back and forth every weekend, 16.
That's insane. How long of a drive was that?
4.5 hours each way.
Oh, it's not bad.
I used to take the Feng Hua bus.
Yes, me too.
Yeah, dude, it used to be $20 round trip.
Dude, it was like, I would take it at 3:30 a.m.
and
it was
too.
Like, it was like $4.
Dude, it was.
And they had like shrimp on the bottom of it.
It
broke
insane.
Down one time.
Oh my God.
Caught on fire one
time.
Yeah,
I was on one. Dude, it was insane. Sometimes it would just smell like trash the whole time. But it was like heaven to me. I loved
it. Yeah.
And I would get back like just in time for
school.
So you
were just close enough to New York City to like really start.
Yeah, to see it.
Start
see
your
it.
Entertainment
I
career.
Start, yeah.
I think like.
I was going
like
to Philly and Jersey and New York City.
That's smart that you were like in proximity. Of
yeah, I was
just,
like.
It was
just close enough.
Yeah,
and like, so then when I would go.
I think that's half the battle, just being in the place where it's happening.
Dude, so I remember one time I'm there, okay? I'm 18 now. And he's like, yo, I got some important sessions coming through. It was like T.I. was there first. And then afterwards, it was Spank Rock. And he was like, I got this guy coming in. He was like, whatever he wants, you're his studio assistant. You're his bitch. You do whatever he wants. I was like, okay. So like it's in Williamsburg, the studio. And it's like 2006. Hmm. And he walks in. And he's like, oh, I'm kind of hungry. And he was like, can you order me this thing? So I order him this thing from this place called Anytime. It's not even there anymore. Mm-hmm. So like I'm in the session and I like bring him his food. And he's like, hey, what do you think about this? And he like raps a thing to me, Spank Rock. And I'm like, oh, man, that's so good. And then like I'm working with him the next day. Next day, same thing. Bring him in his food. And he's like, what rhymes with like telephone or something? And I was like, oh, maybe
Bellophone.
I was like, Bellophone. I was like,
Delaphone. Telephone.
Telephone's such a hard one. So he takes the line, and then we start like talking and like developing this like rapport.
But he was new too. He was selling out Madison Square Garden.
But he was cool. He was like very cool.
Yeah.
And it was like, and I didn't care. I only cared about cool shit because I was like living in Williamsburg at the time. And like, it's like, you know, this was like before Santi was even a thing. Mm-hmm. Like we put her on her first, like her first collaboration was with us. Mm-hmm. And I remember like one night they were like, yo, we're going to go back to the studio. I need you to prepare the studio. So I took the train. And the way that it worked back then is like from where I lived, I had to go all the way in the city, then all the way back to Brooklyn. Because I lived in Brooklyn too, but there was no like connector because the L train used to like not connect to anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like I like went all the way in the city, all the way to his thing. And then he was like, actually, I need you to bring this demo CD to me. He's like, I'm actually going to be with Diddy. And I was like, fuck. So I had to go all the way back, then all the way there. And he's like, and then he was like, we left. We're at the next place. You got to meet us at the next place. So I'm like, fuck.
This is Naeem doing this?
No, this is Disco D. And he's like, and I'm like, fuck. So I like go to the next place. And then he's like gone from the next place. And he's like, dude, he's like, meet us at the next place. And I'm running in the rain with the CD. And I'm like, and I like finally get there. And I'm like, and he's like, dude, we went to another place. Just meet us back at the studio. No. And I'm like, I'm crush.
Why is he fucking with you? Or
no,
he,
it's just like I'm too slow.
He's just
slow,
doing a million things.
And I'm like too slow because I didn't have any money. So I was like, fuck it.
You can't take a taxi.
I was like, I got it. I'm just going to take a taxi for this last thing and I'll just like eat less the next day. So I like take the taxi. I get back. I'm like covered in rain and it's like everyone's there. It's like Mos Def is there.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. And you're like,
every single person is there. Everything is a race. Like, yeah, everything is a race. I'm sitting there. And there's like models and artists and it's like it's crazy. It's like this was like the first time where I like saw like I'm like, whoa.
You saw fame.
And I'm sitting there and I remember all the girls and everyone were just like, oh my God, you're so wet, like dry off. And Spank Rock was like, oh man, it's good to see you, like blah blah. And I'm like in heaven. And then like the guy just humiliates me. Disco D. Just like full humiliation. First he was like, go get us snacks, okay? So I go downstairs, I bring him back, and it was like, he was like, that's the wrong one. And he opens up a bottle, a bag of potato chips, and pours them on my head. In front of everyone.
And then
I'm like,
fuck that.
And I like finally like walk into the room and stuff, and he's like, nah, you're not allowed in right now. It's like, you can't come in the room. And I'm like, there's this little...
God, it's like a Kill Bill montage where you're like training to be a samurai.
Dude, there's this little window and I just can look in the studio and I see everyone and they're like having the best time.
Oh my God.
And I'm like sitting outside, and then I remember the next day...
He sounded like he sucked.
He was the best, but he was trouble. And the next day I came in and I remember he was like, all right, play me your beats. Because I think he felt bad. He was like, play me your beats. And I like play him my beats and he literally... takes all the files and deletes them. He deletes my whole hard drive. And he's like, these suck. And he was like, start again.
This guy's a monster.
And he goes, start again.
Oh my God.
And then another time he took my hard drive and he threw it out the window.
This is a great story.
And I was like crushed all these times.
This guy's psycho.
I was crushed. And he would be like, but he would always tell me something. He'd be like, okay, this is why I deleted all of them. He was like, I want you to watch me make a beat. And I was like studying him because I was obsessed with him. And this guy was so far ahead of his time. And he was so good at dealing with artists and so good at. And
so
I,
he actually had talent. Like he.
I learned everything.
It wasn't just like luck and being a psychopath.
I would never be who I am without knowing what he did. Like really, if he was around for like a little bit longer, he would have been like one of the biggest producers. He was
How
just
did
like.
He die?
Suicide. Ugh. He was like too far ahead of his time. But like, and he it was really like Karate Kid shit. But he would like torture me. Like it was, dude. One time,
was he getting off on it or was he?
I think he was just crazy. One time, I was literally they had like a session coming, and he wanted to have like a really big screen TV for the session, like for the as the computer. And I remember I was setting it up, and he was like faster, and he had a bamboo stick, and he was hitting me with it.
God,
and
Benny, I was like, fucking traumatic.
Putting it up, I was like,
it's traumatic.
I was like,
yeah.
Like, you wanted bombs? Here's my bombs. And I was like, I was just like crushed, but like he would just give me these like nuggets of gold, like at all times. And like honestly, like a lot of the people that I work with today are people that I met through those times. So it's like, I don't know if this is supposed to be one of those things, but it's like all the shit you're taking and all the stuff you're doing to build up your career and you think it's not worth it, like that stuff comes back. Like I'm working with people I literally met 17 years ago.
Right.
17, 18 years ago.
Right.
And I went through some shit. And it's like, dude, I went through so much shit. You know how many times like I didn't get credit? Like I made a whole song and got no credit.
I was gonna say, have you had shit stolen from you?
Oh my God, are you fucking kidding me?
Really?
Dude, one
time.
That's
gotta be fucking horrendously
painful.
Dude,
one time I had a number one song stolen from
me. No, no credit, no money.
Number one song, no credit. And I remember I went into the manager of that person's thing office and I was like, they stole my song. And he was like, no, they didn't. And then I opened up a laptop and I played my version with a date stamp that was like before the one they created. And then I remember like the manager was like, hold on. And he like closed the door and he was like, well, let's just talk about this.
Oh,
and then I remember I called the person who stole it from me and I was like, hey man, you stole that thing. Like that was mine. I did that. Mm-hmm. Like I did that. And he said, what are you gonna do about it?
Oh,
and then he was like, he goes, I'll bury you in legal fees. He goes, you don't have any money to fight this. He goes, just take this one. Just like gave me like a virtual pat on the back. He was like, you just take this one. You'll get the next one. Like oh my God.
Fuck,
do you know how many
that sucks.
Do you know how many times
it's gotta be soul crushing.
Yeah, but all of those moments, like that's why like when I sign kids, like it gives me like so much pleasure to give these guys like fair deals
so much pleasure to put potato chips in their hair and be like, fuck
no,
you.
No, but to like watch these dudes like play. I have so many people that I signed that I watch them like, dude, I have like a
you're like an abused child that gets to like raise your
and
kids
I didn't,
without
and I didn't,
abuse.
Yeah, and I didn't do that. I like paid it forward and it's like, it's so cool to like see that. So it's like all these things that you have like when you're growing up, they make you who you are.
Right.
Okay,
but it is traumatic.
Oh my God!
And you have to process that trauma.
Are you kidding? Yeah. I have so much trauma. Like this thing could
you go to therapy.
Yeah. How of often? Course. When I was like 20 something, and I like start like 21, mm-hmm. and I started getting like so much success. I started making money for the first time. Mm-hmm, I didn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. I lost my mind.
Yeah, you're being crazy.
I lost my mind. I didn't leave the house for like 6 months. I was like agoraphobic. Like
nails are growing out and shit.
Dude, I literally lost my mind.
Like eggs.
And I saw a therapist like 3 times a week and he like built me back and then I came back like better than ever.
Lost your mind doing drugs or lost your mind?
No, just like it was all too much. Yeah. It was too much pressure, too much
survivor's
stress, too
guilt.
Much money, too much. Like I just like I didn't understand. Like I wasn't built like that.
Yeah.
Never seen any of this shit.
I didn't know song stealing was so
ghost right all that shit
that's fucked up.
Yeah, and like
because like joke thievery and comedy is so taboo and all comics will snitch on you if you steal a joke. Like comics are looking out for each other.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
With joke thievery, comics are looking out for each other with that shit.
You ever steal a joke?
Never. I have like one type of comedy. My comedic creative choices are so idiosyncratic and specific.
if I stole a joke, it wouldn't work.
Yeah, yeah.
I have like one.
Yeah,
I sing one song and
yeah,
I sing
yeah,
it well.
Yeah, yeah.
Like there's only one tempo, one speed, one volume.
Yeah.
You know, I only can do one thing. So
yeah, but everyone,
and even if like I had a joke that was like similar to somebody else's joke, and like it was purely written from it never went on TV or anything,
yeah.
but just somebody like suggested like, oh no, Louis C.K. has a joke like that, and never did it.
Yeah,
again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I never put it on Netflix. I never went on TV. Just I did it at the Laugh Factory, and like they would put comics on their website sometimes. Somebody was like, in the comments, was like, that reminds me of this joke. And I was like, just the fact that it reminds you of that joke, it's gone.
Yeah,
it's out of the repertoire.
Yeah, no, it's just like, it's like, but getting crushed is like part of it.
Totally.
It's like, it's all like, I don't know.
I've known you for a while. I didn't know any of that shit happened to you. That's crazy.
Oh my God. I have so many where I'm just like, crushed.
The chips on the head is shitty.
Oh my God. I got, when you're coming up, you really get crushed. Like,
the people that are successful are the people that are just willing to put up with all that crushing.
Oh.
And they don't get discouraged enough to quit.
Dude,
you just can't give up.
Dude,
you gotta keep going.
We would stay in the studio for like a week at a time. I would fall asleep. I remember I was falling asleep at the computer and they were throwing shit at me and they were like, dude, wake up. They were like, we got to keep going.
Crazy.
And I was like, ugh. Like, dude, one time I had to go to the hospital. I was so sick and exhausted.
Oh, my God. And, exhaustion. Like the medical term, exhaustion.
Yeah, yeah. No, I had actual fatigue. Okay. And they had
sleep deprivation.
Dude, and they had to, like, the people I was working with, they had me on a schedule and, like, a thing that would ring. And it would be like, you got to go to bed now, Benny. Like, to get me, like, back to, like, life. Like, dude, we were working like, I was working like 60 hours straight. But like, that shit like makes you. That shit makes
totally, you. Totally, totally. Yeah, absolutely. I was so broke when I started doing comedy. I was homeless. I would sleep in the park. There's this little park called St. Barton's Park. I would go on stage at open mics, do my set, try to make everybody laugh, and then ask audience members if I could sleep over their house.
Did they say yeah?
Yeah, sometimes I would add like toothbrushes all over the city. I would like crash at different people's houses. I would sleep outside.
It's crazy.
I would eat like $1 microwave Indian food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner because it was the cheapest thing in New York.
Was this when you had the
Erykah Badu head wrap? Yeah. No, this is like just after.
You're just like taking it off.
I had like patchwork pants.
Yeah. No, dude, it's like, dude, we're bombing, like everyone's bombing. First of all,
it doesn't end. Bombing doesn't really end.
I bomb constantly.
It doesn't end, yeah. Your failures will never end.
You know how often, like, I fail? Like, but nobody knows. Like, everyone's just like, dude, you make, like, every big song in the world. You know how many songs I have that just, like, complete? And the crazy thing is, I'll be like, this shit's going to be the fucking best ever. And then fails. And I'm like, oh, well.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, start again. This one's going to be the best ever. Like, and I just I refuse to quit.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. I'll fail every day. I don't give two shits.
Yeah, that's why you're successful.
I'm like, I'm shameless in that. Like, I don't care about failure at all.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, do you care about failure? Does it crush you?
I've had it crush me before.
Does
I've
it now? It,
when I go up, I bombed on stage the other night doing stand-up. Not last night, but last week. And it used to crush me. And now I just look at my jokes, like, totally objectively. I'll just be like, all right, I'm going to do this. And I went up on stage, and I had my notes with me, and I was just like, ba-da-da-da-da. I did one joke, it went well. Then I was like, great, that joke works. And then I was like, blah-blah-blah-blah, crickets. And I was like, that joke needs work. And then I was like, ba-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, that joke still got some fucking gas in it. Now it's like just objective. Like, I don't take it personally. I'm just like, And then I'll go back, and I'll listen to the voice memo, and I'll be like, oh, yeah, I stuttered over that word. And I was like, oh, that's too harsh for the audience's ears. I should reorder that. I just look at it completely objectively.
What if you make like a movie and it just bombs? Or a show?
Soul crushing.
Soul crushing?
I've only made one movie and it did well, but it didn't make any money. So it bombed and did well simultaneously.
Do you read like reviews? Like if somebody said like a bad review about Erik Andre's show, are you crushed?
No, what we did for Netflix, we took all the bad reviews and we put it as part of the marketing. So it was like, this movie's disgusting.
Yeah,
New York Times.
Yeah, I love
this movie's fucking written by children. New York Post, whatever.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Sometimes I'll tell my publicist, like, don't send me the bad reviews. I'm not in the
mood. Why would your publicist send you the bad reviews?
Oh, all the time.
That's crazy.
All the time. He'll go, and he has them in order. It'll be like, great, overwhelmingly great, good, medium, mixed, unfavorable, brutal. He'll have them on like
and you go right for the brutal. You used to go right for the brutal.
No, I started protecting myself against that stuff early on. It depends. Like when something first comes out, that's when you're most sensitive. And then with time, you can stomach the bad reviews. But some of the bad reviews are good for you. You want to look at like all the negative feedback and see where there's commonalities. And take that as a note. Be like, you know what? We shouldn't do a scene like that again or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's not all bad. Yeah. The best was the New York Times reviewer ripped us a new asshole. That's tough because the Times, you want the Times
for
to
which
be
one?
Good for Bad Trip. Then the New York Times Sunday section came back for like whatever, Lifestyle or whatever, and gave us like the best review ever. So I was like, oh, there's inner New York Times turmoil. And it was like such a victory because it's like the Sunday section, they don't need to report on. It wasn't like a movie reviewer. It was like just like Lifestyle and whatever the fuck. And he gave us a fucking awesome review. And it was such a fucking victory. I was like, hell yes.
Yeah.
You want the like the New York Times art. You want that shit. Yeah, that's the shit you print and frame. You know what I mean?
Of course. My mom actually thinks I'm like, thought I was like nothing until I was like a backup on SNL one time. She's like, you made it. Dude, one time, oh, actually, I have a good one. One time, I'm playing a show and we're on stage and it's in front of like 20,000 people, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's with a band and they're all playing and I'm controlling all of the music. So like you know how like people play to track?
Right.
And like, and I am controlling the entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I have like a real computer that's like plugged in and stuff. And this guy is like playing a guitar. He's so fucked up. And he's like, bing, 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 and he's like, bing. And then he knocks out my plug.
Oh,
and the computer
fuck.
Shuts out. And they're like, just like,
no.
Because there's no track.
No.
And then I'm like, fuck. And it's like, we're completely empty. And then I go to plug it back in and we're at like a festival and it literally when it the computer turns on it was like it was like a bomb that turned into like and then everyone was like yeah
like it was like bing bing
yeah,
bing
it was so yeah it was so sick when it happened but it was like but yeah it's like
what
yeah.
band was that
303 at the time it was at Warped Tour headline.
Wow.
Like just like fucked we just fucked it all like it's just like yeah I'm just like dude we're getting like crushed every day
is a crush
every day is just like a full like just meltdown just like I'm like melting down and having the time of my life at all times
yeah you got the right attitude
like you know when you look at like in music
it's what
know,
you got to lose you got to do it you got to try it's better to try
if,
and fail than never
I don't
try
know
all.
If comedy's like this like but like I can depending on like a day like I can like look at myself and just be like dude this is the best album like I've ever made and then like the next day I can just be like this is trash. Like, my career's over.
Totally.
Like, and it's just like...
I'll write a joke, and I'll be like, I'm a fucking genius.
Yeah.
I wrote the best joke in the world. And then I will say it on stage, and it will bomb horribly. I'm like, I'm a fucking asshole.
And
I'm
like,
a loser.
Fuck this joke. Fuck this joke!
Did I say I was a genius? I bet I'm a fucking loser.
Yeah, what's your biggest bomb? Have you said it on the pod?
A million times, yeah. I, like, bombed opening up for Chris Rock. You know what? There's so many bombs in the beginning.
That's what I'm saying.
That it's like, it's kind of like when you were like, yeah, I got beat up at a freestyle rap. It's like, yeah, I got a bottle thrown at me and a knife pulled out. I'm like, it's kind of all a blur to me. It's like, it's like another day at the office. So.
Yeah. Yeah, you're just bombing at all times.
Ladies and gentlemen, Benny Blanco.
Bye.
With Eric Andre.
Bombing with Eric Andre is brought to you by Will Ferrell's Big Money Players Network and iHeart Podcast. Executive produced by Han Sani, Olivia Aguilar, edited and sound designed by Andy Harris, and our art is by Dylan Vanderberg. If you want to confess to your own bombing moments or give us a shout out, go rate us 5 stars and drop a review on your podcast app of choice. Write about your own stories of bombing at life. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, you can also subscribe to Big Money Players Diamond to get exclusive bonus content with every episode and listen to all my episodes ad-free. Bye-bye.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I gotta change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone. What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.